To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What streaming service releases a most watched movie?
Bo. Mike.
Bo.
Netflix.
What? What?
I like you, Bo.
I was clearly Bo first.
No, it was not clear.
It was very clear.
We'll check it in the commercials.
Movie. Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Mike.
Oh, it wasn't close.
Yeah. I told you.
I'll eat crow on that one.
I got headphones
on
back here, man.
I'm not sure you doctor the audio back there, but yeah.
I didn't. Why would I do that? I would eat crow, too, if I was wrong.
Maybe in 2026, we can change your word because Mike has a soft consonant at the front.
I think it's, but I don't think it's.
So the buh comes in.
I don't think it's the name. I think it's the voice.
Yeah.
I think it's his voice carries more than mine. So, you know.
Yeah, some would call me loud.
I've never called you loud for that purpose. The word I always use is what? Percussive. It's like a flashbang.
Mike and I played in a golf tournament, Allie, and it wasn't the brown grass. It was another tournament we were playing in, and we were on the fairway, and there was a lady probably, a football field away, and her house was elevated, and she was on the back porch, and she clearly heard me say something.
Oh, when I was riding, when we were riding around on the golf cart at the brown grass, I think you guys were a few holes ahead of us, and we definitely heard you getting upset about something. So, by the way, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson over there, Bo Morgan to my left, Dylan's behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out this morning. Hawks lost to the Clippers 115-92. They'll play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison both are saying it's time for the Steelers to clean house. They think Mike Tomlin would be good for the Penn State job. Georgia Tech's Haynes King has been awarded the ACC Player of the Year, and head coach Brent Key has been signed to a new 5-year contract extension. His overall record with the Yellow Jackets is 27-19. And Bo is, of course, back with us today after taking a journey to Flowery Branch yesterday with Mike Bell. Got to interview Raheem Morris, but Raheem also did a presser, talked about Drake London and his status and playing when it's safe.
You know, Drake's just, when he's ready to go, I'm going to put him out there. But that'll all be, you know, health related. You know, everything we're going to do with Drake is definitely to take care of Drake, make sure he's good. Won't put him in harm's way by any means. And when he's ready to go, Drake will be out there ready to go and playing at a very high level, which he's always capable of doing. He loves football. We love watching him play football. The connection with his guys, he values very much. He's at every single meeting. He's at every single thing. He's at all things encompassing. So, he's one of those guys who wants to play football.
Of course he does. And we want him to play football. He is – look – he might have labeled Bijan Robinson as the, and we've had this conversation on the show, as the maybe the best player in the NFL. But Drake London might be the most important player on this team. And I don't even know that it's close.
I was waiting for you to say something else. But I was thinking the same thing. I actually was, when we heard that, I was thinking that maybe he's the most important player on the offense because everything changes without him. See, the thing that you have right now with Tyler Allgeier is that you can still run the football productively with Tyler Allgeier if Bijan's not there.
Yep.
Now, is it to the same level? No. But we've seen it when Drake is not in the lineup. Who do you go to? I mean, yeah. Kyle Pitts suddenly got catches. Yeah, I get it. But Drake changes the dynamic of the offense. It becomes much more – you talk about stationary with Drake in the lineup.
Yeah.
You're way more stationary without him in the lineup.
Yeah. I asked – and I'm curious to get your take on this. I asked Zeno yesterday, it was Which One Wednesday. And I asked Zeno, I said, which room has less depth, the wide receiver room or the linebacker room? Which one, like, are we, you know, which one is more like
wide receiver room
with the top guy?
Wide receiver room.
You think so?
I do, because at least we found, now it took you a couple of games, but Ronnie Harrison really started stepping in, and again, it was nowhere near the level that Divine Diablo plays it at, but he started stepping in and filling that void. Now, you had to find it, right?
Yeah.
Go back to the Miami game. That was the other game that Drake missed.
That was awful.
There was nothing.
There's also an interesting comment that Raheem made yesterday when he was speaking to the media. He talked about Clint Kubiak and how he runs an offense similar to the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Clint's done an outstanding job. You know, the whole offense is different. It's way similar, more similar to ours and or San Fran version of it. You know, obviously they got the different personnel groupings. They can go out in 11, they can come out in 12, they can come out in 21, they can come out in 22. They got fullbacks on their roster that can do those things in a unique, different style of way. But a lot of similar concepts, a lot of similar run techniques, and a lot of things that they're doing like us. And like I said, you know, Jackson Smith and Jacob was really flourishing in it. I see Coop doing a lot of same things that we did to Rams that we do here with Drake. You get a chance to see a lot of similarity things, and it's pretty cool to watch those guys and how they've really been able to really make plays and do a really good job. And Clint's done a great job wherever he's been. You know, he's had a chance to go do it in Minnesota a couple years ago, which I thought he really did a really good job at. And, you know, obviously it didn't work out for him there. He got blamed somewhere else, go to San Fran, come back, and now he's doing it again. He's doing an excellent job. So it's like, you know, all of those things happen within coaching, all those things happen within plan. Is like every year is going to be a different year, and he's done a great job this year.
When he was in Minnesota, didn't they Rodgers jogged my memory. Didn't they kind of blamed him on some stuff that wasn't working, and then he went and brought his dad in, and his dad helped him? Am I misremembering that?
I don't know. That sounds interesting. Yeah, I can kind of see that maybe happening.
I'm trying to remember.
Gary's just, dude, when I used to watch his offenses back when I was playing, unbelievable what he was able to do with Dwayne Brown and Arian Foster and a lot of those guys in that offense. It was awesome. So I chuckled to myself because when he says there's a lot of things similar to what we do and what Kyle does, you know, as opposed to what Sean, I could see like the very, very, very foundation. Like, imagine if our houses had the same foundation, the same imprint, but yours was three stories and mine was one. That's how I feel about his comment. Like, the foundation might look the same. You can see some similar formations at times, but the amount of things that are stacked on top of those offenses is so, I mean, it's like PhD level as opposed to, you know, freshman in college. It's just, it's not even remotely the same.
Some of it's personnel. Some of it is the personnel's understanding, 100%. You know. Some of it is the willingness of the play caller and the game planner. You know, there's a lot of things that go into play with that. I don't know how to – I said, you know, I think most people know kind of Game of Thrones and what Jon Snow was, and I always say that statement is so – it really – it's – I know what Ross is saying, and he's right. About we run a similar offense. They do at the core. But everything is really just what Mike Shanahan ran, what Gary ran, what Clint runs, what Kyle Shanahan runs, what Sean McVay runs, what Mike McDaniels runs, what O'Connell runs in Minnesota. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. What Zach runs here.
For sure.
They're all based on what Mike Shanahan did. But, which was which was something Mike Shanahan took from Bill Walsh did in San Francisco.
It's trickled down.
Yeah. But it is also a little bit misleading to what you're saying is that they're the same, but they're way different.
They're way different.
It's a great point. Everybody poured a concrete foundation, but when you started framing the house, how you did it, I think that's what you're saying, with the one story,
three
story.
Somebody's got bay windows. Yeah. You know what I mean? And somebody got a little breakfast nook thrown in there.
You've used the word Frankensteining, which I feel is, but we're running a at times it looks like a bare bones version. We've got the truck with cloth seats and the FM AM radio, and at times it feels like they've got this Sirius XM with leather.
Somebody's been truck shopping.
Yeah.
Somebody's in truck shopping.
Hey, don't hate on FM.
No.
Love FM. That's what we're on. I'm just saying, like, it's about the options at that point.
Yeah,
and they have more options, it feels like, than we do.
And
they don't have necessarily better players. I mean, Smith and Jigba is a better player.
Their wide receiver is better than ours.
Exactly. But I mean,
not even close.
But I think Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet are good players, but I'll take Algier and Bijan.
Yeah, I don't want to make Drew Butler angry, but I would take our offensive line 10 times out of 10 over what they have. And that's what's frustrating. And that's why I come from the angle about being the foundation of the three-story house. They move so many things, and Sam Darnold gets them in and out of so many different plays that. And you gave me the number earlier, how many sacks they've given up this year. It's because of Sam Darnold. It's not because of the blocking. It's because schematically they are putting him up to bat and doing such a nice job. But I've seen counter GT out of their offense. I've seen under center toss plays. I've seen shotgun toss plays, which we actually showed with Kirk 2 weeks ago, which is a different style of things. There's been shotgun runs, which we have very rarely done, some inside duo stuff. I mean, they have just, like, it is – it's a seed that has grown into a tree, and they've done such a good job. And I know that – I believe we interview Clint Kubiak in the hiring cycle 2 years ago? I think we did, if I'm not mistaken.
If we did, it was for an OC. It wasn't for a head coaching job.
I'm a big fan of what he does. I think he's one of the brighter minds offensively in football, and mixing him in with a guy like Sam Darnold and that wide receiver core has worked wonders.
Well, today you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming from 2 to 6. Who is in with Mike
today? I believe
today?
It's Steak Shapiro.
All right, so go see Steven. Mike and Steven today as they get you ready for Thursday Night Football and Conference Championship Weekend in college football while also enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. It's 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming. Coming up, we got to get into these Ben Roethlisberger comments about Mike Tomlin. We'll do that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah. Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:23. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We will go in the huddle in a moment, but first I'm going to do my very best Greg Street impression because I've got a casting call, y'all. Got a casting call. Yeah. If you are a Falcons fan, Fox is looking for you right now. They want to pay you $250 a day to be a Falcons fan.
Okay. Where do I sign up?
Projectcasting.com. They're looking for high-energy Falcons fans, people who can cheer, celebrate, and bring real stadium excitement, fans of all backgrounds, jerseys, face paint, team gear encouraged. $250 a day.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so if it's $250 a day, how many hours would you guys say that would be your limit for $250 a day?
Have you ever worked on a movie?
Like, no. I know both of you guys probably have.
Yeah.
And I have as well.
Yeah, Dylan has too.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, it is.
Remember the Titans was filmed at my high school. Some of the football scenes. I know they filmed it. They filmed some at Pawtucket County. They filmed some, I think, some of the actual school scenes at like Sprayberry or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember literally getting out of school one day at like, I think you got out at 3:20 or something and went right and was there until like 5 a.m. the next morning. Like, and I got paid $100.
Yeah. And that's my thought, because I've always heard stories like that about people. And I randomly know a lot of people that have been movie extras and done stuff in the background. And they all say the same thing. The day's way too long.
The days are definitely way too long. But in my past experiences, I've had it to where if you go over 8 hours, you start getting overtime as well. But usually the wage is obviously lower. If it's a higher wage, and you know, they usually don't kick that
that's
in.
That's crazy, dude.
But yeah.
I would for $250.
I don't know. My time is more valuable.
I'm maxing out at eight for $250. I'm calling it.
I spend a lot of time Falcons oriented on my life. I don't think for $250 I can justify one more. I don't think.
$250 found dollars though. I don't know, for one day.
For one day, and if you're a fan, it could pay off. So if you are interested, projectcasting.com.
That's interesting.
You could get discovered.
That's crazy.
You could get discovered.
You have that face.
Well, and the thing is, if you do get into films and stuff and you start getting little roles here and there, I mean, the pay is phenomenal for the amount of work you do. Like, I've done lines for movies and gotten paid for them. Now, I've never made it into a movie. I always get cut. But
I know a guy that does this. Like, I know him personally, and he lives in California.
Yeah.
And I think he went to Minnesota, but he lives in California, and this is what he does. And he pops up in the most random locations.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because you'll be watching, like, Cold Case Files, and they do the reenactment, and he's, like, laying in the bed asleep. And then you'll, like 3 weeks later, you'll turn something on, and it's, like, a war reenactment, and he's, like, a Viking. And you're like, man, like, that's, like, look at this guy.
Man.
Hockey player. Like, he's all over the place.
Did you guys see the Beanie Bubble on, I think it was on Apple with Zach Galifianakis?
No, I did not see that.
Talking about the Beanie Babies, like, explosion. So I was like a morning show personality on that movie. Like, someone was just in the car, and you're like, no, but I got cut. They had to rewrite it, and they got someone else. They probably were just like, dude, we need to redo this line. Can you go cut this real quick?
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I know. When you're watching it, you're like, here comes my line. This is the scene.
But that's so bad, because the credits would have said Allie Mack as herself.
Yeah, you need to get an IMDb profile.
I know. Well, I was offered like a SAG after card after that, and I'm like, but I'm not in the movie.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
It would have been. We'll see. You know, you never know what the future could hold.
There are two types of people in this world. It's those that make the film and those that are laying on the editing room floor. Which one are you?
I was going to say, this is a good opportunity to remind people that Rusty's coming up at 8, because he's in a movie here recently, and he was talking about this whole thing.
So I cut a line for that movie, too, and I don't know if I'm in it or not.
Oh, no, you got to cut it.
I'm in it. Like, I'm saying I recorded a line for that movie, too.
Oh.
I don't know if I made it or not, though. I feel like someone would have emailed me if I did.
Yeah.
Probably. So that's another Beanie Bubble and signing Tony Raymond.
God.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So Ben Roethlisberger is saying the Steelers need to clean house. Let's take a listen to this.
I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? Dude. He'd probably go win national championships.
Okay, Ben. Calm down for a second. Just calm down.
Well, I think there's some truth to what he's saying. Steve Spurrier said this when he left Florida. He was like 10 years, 11 years at one place is a long time, and sometimes, most of the time, it's long enough. I think it's a little bit different. I'm curious of where the disconnect has been with fixing the quarterback position, because Tomlin is not won a playoff game without Ben Roethlisberger. Because Mike was making this point, Mike Bell was making this point, he was like, he thinks, Bell's theory, and it's his, I'm not checking, I'm just saying it, is that he thinks there's a disconnect at times with the drafting in Atlanta, with the GM and the coach, and it goes back to Terry and Arthur and maybe a little bit Terry and Raheem.
Yeah, and this is the same point Zen and I were making yesterday about you don't have a linear vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think some of that has to do with the fact that you keep changing coaches too.
Yes, exactly.
But I said, well, if you think it's happening here and you think that they haven't done a good job in Pittsburgh with having a succession plan, then is that not evidence that maybe there's one in Pittsburgh as well? Because you can't tell me that Mike Tomlin doesn't know the importance of having a franchise quarterback, because I can tell you he does, all right? He's a good coach. So we're not alone and there's disconnect. So what do you do? Do you just go all the way through and say, you know what, Ben's right, let's go from GM down and do a reset that we really have never done in Pittsburgh? It was Chuck Knoll, the Chin,
yeah,
and then Tomlin,
yeah,
that's it. Bill Cowher, Tomlin, that's it. They had three coaches in like 50 years.
Yeah, and I don't know that reset's even the word. You know, we talk so much about marrying the run game to the passing game. We've talked about this before. They're having the same issues up there. They had an offense that was probably built to be more like the Rams, and Arthur Smith comes in and wants to do his stuff that goes side to side a little bit more. Aaron Rodgers can't do some of that stuff. You have a good back to be able to do it in Jalen Warren, but you also need an Algier style guy as well. And you know, it's interesting to watch how that offense has kind of molded with what they've been able to do in the run game and the pass game at times. And I know there's been some frustration with Arthur Smith up there as well. Not just the Eagles getting, you know, house being egged, Petrullo, but Pittsburgh dealing with the same situation with their OC at times this year.
Well, Shedeur Sanders and Jerry Jeudy are downplaying their sideline spat. Jerry said, yeah, that probably should have happened off camera.
What I would have done different, I probably just probably talked them off camera. That's probably what I would have done different. Of course, I'm going to speak my mind and tell me what and say what I need, what I see out there. You know, it what it is, football, man. Just me and Shedeur are good. You know, it's stuff like that happens. You know, y'all going to make it bigger than what it is, you know, because the media, you know, that's what y'all feed off of, negativity, you know, but it is what it is. This is the life we live. So, you know, we move on from it. And I live a real life, you know, so what happened around in this locker room, this real, not what's going on social media and everything. So, me and Shedeur good, everything good, man. We gravy over here.
I want to have his back on half of this. I do believe they're good. They're fine. I don't know. The video of the interaction, it reminded me of, like, you ever, and I'm sure Bo's been a part of these, you go golfing with a buddy, and you're both very passionate about a topic that's not golf-related. Mm-hmm. Say we were talking about, let's just say that me and Bo were golfing with a group, and I was like, man, you know, really Joey Logano is just a new version of Dale Earnhardt Sr. And then we start, no, no, That's not true. That's not true. Like, that's exactly what I looked at.
Why is that the example you had to use? Because you knew, you know, you've started fights with me on that before.
I know, and that's my point. They look like two guys who are arguing over something they're very passionate about, but it didn't, I don't think it ever came to a level that got disrespectful in mm-hmm. their interaction. I think there's a lot of truth to what Jerry's saying with that one. He's slicing the chat. He's like, media just feeds off negativity. No, they all feed off of trying to figure out what's wrong with the freaking Cleveland Browns over the last 25, 30 years or forever for that matter. So I'm like, they missed me with that. They're all trying to diagnose why y'all guys can't win football games.
Well, it for me, it's bigger. It's the sideshow that has become this whole Shador Sanders thing where you've got reporters who at one point in time were just newsbreakers, and now they're trying to diagnose things to swing it every play in the favor of Shador Sanders.
You mean that there was a reporter that used to be a reporter that is now trying to be an analyst?
Analyst? Yeah, she is, and it's funny because she only breaks down Shador Sanders' plays, so it's very interesting to me, but I'll digress. The reality of it is that that's part of it. It happens everywhere, but because the cameras, there is no off camera on the field with Shador Sanders there because he has become a story, whether it's because, you know, whatever it is, and there's people on both sides that have, he is literally like a politician. That's the way he's viewed. It's either you love him or you hate him, and there is no
in between.
If you're in between, both sides are throwing hate at you. So you almost can't be in between. And that's the problem with it. The media doesn't feed on negativity as much as drama. Whether you think that's negativity or not, that's what it is, but it's a story. You can't yell at your first, second game starting quarterback if that you know, maybe be a little bit softer as a veteran. Maybe, I don't know, but I will say this, in Jerry Jeudy's defense, he didn't quit on that route. He got overthrown.
Fair enough.
And I'm in the middle.
Fair enough.
Well, coming up, it is championship weekend. We'll preview those games, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, Marty Smith went on Pat McAfee yesterday, and he compared his situation around Lane Kiffin to a certain item from a grocery store. I'll tell you what it was.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yep. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It is an absolutely gorgeous morning, but I noted on the way in this morning there was like a foggy, scary movie drive-in. Did you guys have that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, that was.
I didn't have any in my area.
So it's weird because my neighborhood, when I, and you guys have been there, obviously, because it's where the golf tournament is. I guess I didn't really want to say that, but I did. I think people knew anyways. But like you see the fog, like it's slightly elevated in certain parts, way that there's a lot of hills, and the fog was pretty rough going by the clubhouse and everything.
Yeah.
I almost hit another deer yesterday driving home from Flower Branch.
It was a nice night last night, mm-hmm. and I finally got a chance to put the blow up, the Christmas decorations out in my yard. You know, yeah. I rock with like 6 or 7 blow ups out there, and haven't been able to do it because the weather's been so bad. And my son was like, oh, the blow-ups are finally up. And I was like, man, I looked at the forecast, and it was like rain tomorrow, rain Saturday morning. I was like, oh, can't. You got to be careful with that kind of thing. And I've been really bad about not putting the lights like around the trees and stuff, but I promised my kid I'd get the blow-ups. So that's where we're rocking right now.
Yeah.
He was stoked when we got home yesterday.
Well, I love this time of year because randomly you'll just see different decorations going up. Like today I drove by Lockheed Martin on my way in, and they had a huge Christmas tree. And I was like, yes, it is that time. It's just, it brings you joy. You know? Mm-hmm. It's the little things.
There's one on the top of Northside Hospital, I believe,
where
at the interchange. And my son loves it. Every time he sees it up in our neck of the woods, he's like, look at that Christmas tree. Yeah, we're in the spirit, man.
It's a great time of year. I love it. Well, this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're also in championship season. It is championship weekend in college football. So the big one's going down this weekend, Big Ten championship, #1 Ohio State versus #2 Indiana.
You give Indiana any shot in this one? I think a lot of people are not, and I think that's wrong.
Don't you have to?
Dude.
The way they played Oregon. I would tell you, I don't know. I'd tell you this: if Ohio State is that much better than Indiana, then the Big Ten's got a big problem. Big problem.
That's a good point.
And I don't believe it to be true.
Rest of the country has a big problem.
I think Georgia and Alabama are in that realm. Alabama has the best win in the country. And Georgia, I agree with you that I think Georgia's probably the last 4 games is the best. They've looked like the best team in the country.
Yeah.
Based on the opponents and how they've fared. That's what we were talking about yesterday about after the rankings came out. It was twofold because Hunter Yurecek, I believe is his name.
Yes.
He was talking about why Alabama jumped in front of Notre Dame, and he was like, well, they were up 17-0, and he did this word salad, and Bell was losing his mind about it. And I looked at him and I said, Mike, would you be better if he would have said, we value a win over Auburn at Jordan-Hare at night more than a win over Stanford in Stanford? And Mike goes, absolutely. And I said, yes, that's the problem with the committee.
The problem is he can't say that.
They want to talk like politicians when all you really need to say is, sorry, Auburn might be 5-6, but they're hell of a lot better than Stanford, and the game means more, therefore it's a better game every year than Notre Dame-Stanford. And It comes to that, like, and also I looked at Mike. I was like, Notre Dame never should have been ahead of Alabama.
That's the end point. They had to go back and fix what they messed up from the get go.
And you also have to protect Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to protect. Do you agree, real quick? I know you want, but I want to ask you because I think you're going to say this anyways. Do you not have to protect conference championship games if you're an AD voting on that, and that's what you're doing at times? Like they are literally politicians.
You have to. The problem is that now you've gotten to a situation where which AD can do the better job of protecting their team? Because now, what is the Big 12 AD doing? BYU is about to play their way out of this thing, you know, and you've backed yourself into a corner with all this stuff with the automatic qualifiers and things like that. And it just I don't know if the answer is to get rid of the conference champions or the conference championship or go to 16. I don't know, but it is a mess. And you're right. They wanted to protect where their bread is buttered. And it's the conversation I had to have with Drew Butler today. I was like, there's no way that Bama, aside from an injury and a 4-touchdown loss to Georgia, is going to drop out of the college football playoff.
It was the only thing they did that helped themselves was saying it's the top five highest ranked conference champions,
yeah,
and not just, or top four, whatever they did, not just the power, all the power four get in there, right? They did that. That was a good.
It was smart.
It was smart.
Yeah, smart to set them up that way.
Also, man, Drew must have like got under your skin in one segment on the steakhouse.
Drew and I weren't seeing eye to eye Monday. Yeah, which is
laughing at different jokes.
Well, look, it's Bama Georgia week. Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, it was intentional. He did it intentionally.
It was in there. Might have been.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to get him. Drew
came in here. I love Drew. And he's married to a Bama girl, which is a whole different set of circumstances.
Member of Squid Nation.
Sure. Said. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you can, right after what I'm about to say, it's going to make sense that he is. So he walked in here and he said that Georgia can't fall out of the top four, that they're locked in for a bye. Fine if you want to say that. I think that would be a tough pill for Bama fans to swallow if you beat Georgia twice and y'all both have two losses and they get a bye and you don't.
Yeah.
That would be a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, because what's your argument? Well, our losses are better than theirs.
Right.
Wait a second. They lost to them twice. What are you talking about?
I know. And I don't necessarily think it's going to happen, but I was like, okay, I'll let you down the hill. But then to say that Bama could fall out with a loss, I was like, so Georgia can't fall out of the top four with a loss, but Bama can fall out of the whole college football playoff with a loss. That doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know how we're lining up on that.
That's the difference in red and black sunglasses and crimson sunglasses.
I know. It's.
But then again, I don't think. Well, so what if Indiana loses big?
I think Texas Tech slides in there.
Yeah, but what if Georgia loses and Indiana loses big? How do you justify Georgia still being in the top four? But how can you put Indiana? How can Indiana only fall from two to four? But because Texas Tech would obviously move in, but then you can't put Oregon in there because they're six, right? No, Ole Miss is six. Oregon's what?
I don't think you can just.
But
simply
you can't
from
put
the
Ole
fact
Miss.
That, but simply from the fact that I am having a hard time moving somebody up that far that's just not playing. Period. That's where my issue comes. I have a hard time believing I'm going to move anybody up into a situation like that that's just not active this weekend.
But Ole Miss.
Texas A&M fits the same line of thinking.
Ole Miss is sitting at six, right?
Yes.
They could jump to four.
Any of them could. And they really screwed Texas A&M by dropping them as far as they did.
Well, that's what I'm. But yeah, but that essentially that was the probably the. That was the second toughest game you played, and you got beat by double digits.
As always, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. That sounds like it'd probably be a good place to be on Saturday, guys. A lot of conference championship games coming up. Great weekend of college football. I haven't been able to cross this bridge with y'all, at least not on air, but my daughter has her first ever dance recital on Saturday. Yeah, just happens to be at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, whoever's running that dance school didn't think about any of this.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
Actually, that's perfect timing. You got 2.5 hours to go.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to be, you know, it's not like I can settle in with something on the grill, but I would rather be nowhere else than watching my little girl do whatever she wants to do.
Amazing.
It's going to be awesome. All right, so yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Marty Smith joined, and he has the now very famous interview at the airport with Lane Kiffin, where Lane Kiffin is talking about all the things that we approached earlier, his exit meetings, everything that was going on. But I think we talked about it again on Monday as well. Marty Smith's journey all weekend was insane,
yeah,
where he's at the facility all day Saturday. I think he was on air for a total like 13, 14 hours on and off, like going different places, doing different shows, SEC Nation, all the other things. So he joined Pat McAfee to kind of give the story on how he ended up doing an interview like just outside of the tarmac at the airport with the booze coming in and everything else. He was hilarious, and his response to all this has been so funny. So here's Marty Smith on Pat McAfee, and you're coming in right as he is trying to track down Lane on his way to the airport.
Dude, where are they taking you? So he tells me this area. So I yell at my crew. I'm like, come on, boys, let's go. And I had been given at the Birmingham airport Thanksgiving night this conversion van.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, this ain't no minivan.
No, no.
This is like a 16-person.
Oh, yeah.
It's like driving a loaf of bread. So we all getting a loaf of bread, and Lane is basically giving me the play-by-play on where he is. And I'm we're wheeling this van.
That's right.
And we take a left. And when we take a left off this highway, there is all these fire trucks that have blocked off the road.
Oh, no.
There's firemen blocking the road. Well, I said, to hell with it. We're Bo-Duking this thing.
What?
So there's a field. I drove around the barricade through all of this farm equipment. The van's bottoming out. We're bombing this thing through ditches, over the hill and through the woods to this road. And then I mat this van all the way up on top of the hill to the tarmac area. There he stood, laughing his ass off.
Dude, I love that because I'm just picturing this whole crew, this whole camera crew in this van coming over and Lane just standing there with his arms folded like, you friggin' idiots. I've been watching y'all the whole time. This is an absolute dumpster fire, man. I love that. I love that from so many different points of view because, and I think Bo was talking about how big of a fan he is of Marty Smith.
Yeah, I love Marty Smith.
Seems very genuine, I think is the word.
Have
he seems very
Marty?
Genuine. Met who?
Have you ever met Marty Smith?
No, I have not.
I asked because I have not.
Yes.
This will make you kind of smirk because I met Marty Smith for the first time ever at Echo Park Speedway.
There you go.
About 16 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth. Like that is legit. That's not an act. That is legit. You know, some guys are acting. You know, when they get on. Legit, he is exactly who he comes across on the air,
yep.
Who he is. He is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Dude is just so real. I don't know how you can't like him.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Sounds like your feelings and background with him are very much like how I feel about Kirk Herbstreit, where I'm like, Kirk Herbstreit's the best, dude. Like,
yeah.
He's the best. Like, I met Kirk Herbstreit one night at a concert, and he was like, hey, man, what makes you guys' conference so much different when it comes to football? You know, he, like, dives straight in to the front seven on defense at a concert. I was like, bro, you can back out of that for just a little bit. We're not on College Game Day right now. Like, let's have a drink. But yeah, I mean, you're right. So I thought he did such a good job telling that story. And isn't it just part of the business that he's in, that he's tracking Lane Kiffin down and
100%.
Getting a 16-passenger van at Birmingham Airport?
Can you picture the poor camera guy in the back just like, I don't get paid enough, guys.
Yeah.
Like, just
100%.
I just don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
Probably holding on to gear.
Yes.
I mean, man.
Yeah, like, or like the boom mic guy, like, ugh.
I'm also thinking back through it. Why the Birmingham Airport on Thanksgiving? What was he doing? He didn't call the Iron Bowl. Holly Rowe was the sideline, and I'm trying to think where he was. Because you would fly into Memphis to get to Oxford, right? I don't know. It's neither here nor there. But,
I'm not sure. Now
yeah,
my mind
is. Yeah, now my mind is running too. I'm like, why was he at the Birmingham Airport? That's crazy. That's a long way away in a 16-passenger van, but maybe he was busy on Friday. I guess he was, so.
Well, you know, you will not have to chase me around in a van to find me this weekend because I will be at Kia, Matthew's Kia, in Cartersville, Saturday, noon to 2. I'm going to be giving away the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. A Yeti cooler comes along with it. Come join us. We're going to be giving away Falcons tickets along with a $100 gift card as well. That is Saturday, noon to 2 at Matthew's Kia of Cartersville.
They were in Starkville.
Yeah, you had to go to Starkville first, which is close to Birmingham.
Yeah.
You're right. It's only 80 miles from Tuscaloosa, yeah. So it makes sense.
Sorry,
look at you two figuring it out.
Yeah, you know,
so
just working through
good
it.
Job.
Just
good job. Good job. I stalled for you. Coming up, we've got the Rusty Mansell joining us again next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.